welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Welcome to the month of June. And I pray that you are preparing for a great month. Can you believe we're already in month number 6? So at the end of the month, we'll be halfway through 2024. And what a year. And so, the meteorologist and things like that, they say, you're in hurricane season, June 1st through November 30th. And I just want to let you know, God is over all of the issues of our life. And so I want to keep my eyes on Him and pay attention to what He says, because if storms do come, He's the one that's able to speak, "Peace, be still." He can either calm the storm or calm the child, I believe Casting Crown said. And so we want to thank God for each and every day that He entrusts us with. So I want to say thank you today to the folks of Weirich Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H. They are based in Rockledge, Florida. They specialize in air conditioning, heating, and the electrical fields. And they have been doing that for over 40 years. They provide sales, service, and repair. They work in residential and light commercial settings and even emergency service when necessary. They strive to provide you with the best service possible and an affordable price. So whenever I see Dennis and Carla, I ask them, "How's it going?" And every time when it says that the temperature has gone up, they said, we're so busy. I know I've been blessed by the things that they've done for me. I believe that they could be a blessing to you. And so if you want an air conditioning company that serves the King, Dennis actually pastors a church here in Central Florida, Weirich Air, 321-632-9538 could be a resource that would be of benefit to you. Their license numbers are RA0066854 and DC13002439. They travel all throughout Brevard County, and if they can be a blessing to you to help you maintain your cool this summer, that would be great. So I don't know about you, but I would be a fan of a cooler than normal summer. My wife, not so much, but we'll see who gets our preference in 2024. Today we are going to go to the book of Matthew, chapter 5. We've been talking about instruction. We've been primarily in the Old Testament, but now we're going to look at things in the New Testament. Jesus, the greatest teacher that ever existed, that ever will exist, and we're going to look at him today. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to be talking about the Beatitudes. And verse number 1, it says, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, 'Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So today I want to start off by focusing on the fact that here Jesus is again not just teaching information. On Friday's program, we talked about teaching a skill set, and skill sets are important, but Jesus here focuses on character. He actually starts by teaching his disciples, and that's not just people who happen to be walking in a similar direction, but have intentionally chosen to sit, to learn, and to replicate the teachings of their master. And so Jesus is teaching them, and he starts off by teaching them how to be blessed. How to be blessed. There are a lot of people who want to learn how to be rich. And if that ever becomes a priority, you need to read the Bible, because there are right ways to do it, there are wrong ways to do it. And you want your finances to be blessed. So you want to do it God's way. And so I think that there's a lot of people, because things have been going so great for, you know, a pretty long time now, that if the wheels ever come off of that, I think that there's a lot of people who could suddenly find themselves in a serious, serious mess, because they're leveraged, meaning they owe more than, you know, what they could ever possibly repay. I know I was at the water department one day, and a guy that was in there, and he was talking and about, you know, his goals and how hard he was working and all that. Can I tell you something? Riches are not going to save you. Riches can be a blessing. Look, I've been really poor. As E.V. Hill once said, he was a preacher out of Los Angeles. He said, "I was so poor I didn't have to rub together. That was poor. To tell you how long ago that was, some of you don't even know what food stamps are anymore, because now they have the SNAP program and the WIC program. They give you a card and you don't even see the food stamps anymore. So you don't have to carry it like money. And that, so, I can tell you that for some people, being rich is bondage. Being rich ends up being destructive. And God doesn't want to set you up. You and I are not supposed to put our trust in finances, because finances are temporary. We're supposed to put our trust in the Lord our God. So there are some people who want to learn how to be rich. There are some people who want to learn how to get degrees and degrees upon degrees and more degrees on top of those degrees. And, you know, I would ask you, in regards to the lesson we taught on Friday about having a skill set, what are you going to use those for? There'd better be a purpose in it. And so if all you're doing is gaining information that you are not going to be able to fulfill a societal need that is going to be able to take care of your family, basically what you know is trivia, and it's not going to amount to a whole lot. So Jesus begins to talk to them. And so in verse 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, all of those verses begin with the word blessed. And blessed means to be just that. It means to be blessed. It means to be happy. and it means to be fortunate. And so you don't have to have money to be blessed, to be happy. You know, there are some of the happiest people in the world live in environments that they assume are normal for everybody else, and they're happy there. When my children were little, the places that we lived weren't fancy. Literally, at one point in time, we lived in a barn that had a very small one-bedroom kind of studio apartment attached to it, and that's where our first child was. We were living with him when he came home from the hospital. We showed him that, and he said, "You mean all these years I could?" When people were asking me, "Well, what's the matter with you? Were you raised in a barn?" He said, "You mean I could have told them yes?" It's like, "Yep, could have." And they thanked us for getting them out of that environment and getting them to Florida. And literally, we had nothing to do with it other than just saying yes when God provided the timing. So, a lot of the things of this world, the philosophies of this world, are designed to put you into bondage and to increase your misery load and your heartache load. And God is not that way. So whenever we look at the teachings of God, it's the full gospel of Jesus Christ. So you've got to look at the full spectrum of all of the things that he teaches, and you will see that to get the most out of the lesson, you cannot just attend class intermittently. You cannot just attend class when it is convenient. You need to follow Jesus wherever he goes. So Jesus made it his custom to be in the synagogue every Sabbath. And so I firmly believe that every believer that can get to church should be in church. And I believe that when you are in church, that you should have a story of what God has done in your life that you ought to be able to share, as well as learn from the stories of other people. And so for 30 years, I have been, almost 30 years, I have been telling pastors, "Pastor, you say you cannot afford to support missions. I'm telling you, you can't afford not to support missions." And that's the truth. We give everything that comes into missions to missions, and we also tithe to missions as a church. And so that results in it being a huge percentage of our church budget, and that's across local and national and international giving situations. But we have found that whenever we partner with God on the things that God is blessing, that he ends up making the provision possible for us to do that. So the first year that we said we were going to tithe to missions, our general fund, or our total church budget giving, doubled. The next year, it went up 60%. The next year, it went up about 20%. The next year, it went up about 20%. And then we hit a plateau for a while. We said, well, we want to continue to be able to do more, so we gave more, and God has taken us to a place of blessing that, if you had asked me, when I said yes, "Do you think that Merit Assembly of God will ever get to that level?" it wouldn't have entered my mind. And so, but we operate to be faithful stewards of what God has given to us. So what does he say first? When Jesus is addressing his disciples, he says in verse number 3, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So the first thing that I want to share with you is that the nature of what God is building is a kingdom. It's a heavenly kingdom. It's a divine kingdom. It is a kingdom where God sits upon the throne. I know many people right now who are struggling because they keep trying to rule as if they are on the throne instead of God being on the throne, and you were never created to sit there. The throne doesn't fit you any better than Saul's armor fit him. By the way, let me throw in a couple of things that I forgot to mention last week on the Friday program about the skill set. David was promoted from being a shepherd to being the king because he was willing to lay his life down for the sheep. He took his life and he put it at risk and took on a lion and took on a bear and saved the sheep. The first king, Saul, he was in charge of the donkeys. And you know what happened with the donkeys that were under Saul's care? He lost them. They wandered off, and he couldn't find them. And he was gone for so long that they forgot or they stopped worrying about the donkeys and started worrying about him, and yet God promoted him to the kingdom, but he also lost the kingdom. And so, I, again, this is just tagging on to last Friday. Make sure that you put into your skill set faithfulness and full-hearted effort. Because whatever approach you have to those other jobs, those would be the same mindset you would tend to bring into the kingdom of God. So it's a kingdom. It's not a democracy. God doesn't need advisors and counselors. God knows everything. God hasn't overlooked any perspective. He has not failed to be aware of all of the facts, of all of the various elements involved in the problem. He is the expert in all things. He is building a kingdom. And so the sooner that you and I realize that it is a kingdom mindset, not a democratic republic mindset, it's not a democracy mindset, it is a kingdom mindset, then you and I are going to be a whole lot better. What do? You follow the orders of God, the King, because he is holy, he is flawless, and he knows what he's doing. He has a great deal of successful experience in being the King of the universe. So, he says here, blessed are the poor in spirit. Now, a lot of people think that that the poor have some special favor with God, in that if they're poor in their finances. Some people are poor because they have not had much opportunity. Some people say that they were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. Some people were born with a plastic spoon in their mouth. It doesn't matter where you start. We have plenty of people here in America who started off in very humble beginnings, who have been elevated because of their work ethic, their skills, their education, and they have done very, very well for themselves. So it is not about economic poverty. What is being described here is a poverty of spirit that means that the person is dependent upon the resources of another individual. And so the first lesson that Jesus teaches the disciples is this: you don't have what you need. Spiritually, you cannot provide for yourself the things that you need in order for you to be a possessor of the kingdom of God. You need the resources of someone greater than you. You need the resources of God the Father. You need the resources that I can provide to you as God the Son. You need the resources of God the Holy Spirit. You need spiritual resources that are external to you because God wants you to walk in the fullness of the kingdom of God. And so we've already spent one time going through all of these things, so I'm not going to spend an entire program each time. Verse number 4 says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." And so when you look up the meaning of that word, it means to mourn is to grieve over a loss or to grieve over sin. There are not many things that I grieve over. There's not many things that I mourn or I regret, especially if I've confessed them to God and asked Him to forgive me of those things. For instance, when my mother passed away, several years ago, I felt bad for me because I had experienced a loss, but I did not mourn for her because her relatively immobile body and infirmed body had suddenly been restored, been healed. Her mortal body had become immortal. Her corruptible body had become incorruptible. And she had been rejuvenated in the presence of God, and her future is incredible. She's enjoying the fullness of heaven, and it was not a loss for her. It was a gain for her. There are times when, all of a sudden you have a moment and you realize that you want to go and pick up the phone and call her and realize that she's not there, or that there's a special day and you would love her to be a part of it, but she's not there. And so I don't mourn. The things that I mourn are whenever I've missed an opportunity. Those are the things that cause me to say, "Oh God, would you forgive me?" That opportunity to pray with someone, that opportunity to tell somebody your story, the opportunity to tell somebody about Jesus and what He's done for your life and to give them an opportunity to know Him. Those are the opportunities I miss. And so if you have ever experienced loss, that doesn't have to be a permanent sentence. Instead, Jesus taught the disciples, if you're going through that, you are blessed, for you shall be comforted. And what that means is you are going to experience the comfort that heaven has to offer. You are going to be consoled. You will be exhorted. You will be taught. And life will be different, but it will go on. And so you could have lost some physical capabilities. The past few weeks have been, a little challenging physically for me. More challenges to come here in the days and weeks to come. But I want to do what I can to make sure that physiologically I'm still capable of doing whatever God wants me to do. And so I pray that you do not camp out. You do not set up residence in the valley of mourning, but instead you will allow God to comfort you and to let you know that He is your source of joy. He is your source of peace. He is your supply, your provider, and that He is the one that you can turn to and find the comfort that you need even when you're going through difficult seasons. There are some people who live as if they've never had a problem and never will have a problem. And as far as everybody knows, they've never had a blip on the radar screen. And I will tell you that if you can identify with that, praise you the Lord. But I can't. There have been numerous setbacks. There have been times as pastors when I've mourned people who've made ungodly decisions that resulted in loss for them and loss for Merit Assembly of God. There have been times when people got transferred out of the area that I didn't see that coming. And so whatever you do, you've got to remember that food is not your place of comfort, that money is not your place of comfort, that illicit relationships are not your place of comfort. You need to look to Jesus, because whenever you look to Jesus, and especially during those very difficult seasons, you are going to find that He is always available. He's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 and a quarter days a year. He's available. And He knows what you're going through, knows what you have need of before you even ask. And He is the God of all comfort. And He wants to comfort you in such a way that you'll be able to comfort others, because you know that if He did it for you, He can do it for them. So God does not look for you to be miserable. God is looking for you to be blessed. God is looking for you to be happy. God is looking for you to realize what a blessed and fortunate individual you are to have heard of Jesus. These disciples crossed paths with Jesus, and their lives were forever altered. May yours be forever altered as well. You have a blessed, happy, and fortunate day today, because yours is the kingdom of heaven. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."